Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, and today's Wednesday. So we take a look at the idea we've been looking at all week that we saw in the Bible on Tuesday, and we see how the Bible's take on that changes and challenges our thinking. Yesterday, we heard a story about Jesus and an encounter with the religious authorities of his day, who were concerned that his followers weren't properly observing all the laws in their society about the Sabbath day, the seventh day, Saturday, and what kind of rest was supposed to happen during that day. In responding to those accusations, Jesus referred to David, one of the great heroes of the Jewish faith. Jesus tells the story of the time that David and his people were desperately hungry and went into the temple and ate the showbread. It's a particular kind of ceremonial bread that only the priests in the temple were supposed to eat. And Jesus refers to that story and says to the Pharisees, "You know about that. Why was that okay to do, and yet my followers can't eat on a Saturday?" What Jesus was referring to was the fact that there are different kinds of laws in the Old Testament part of the Bible that he and his fellow Jews would have been very concerned with following. Some of these laws are given right at creation. They're given directly by God and are things like Sabbath rest. Simply the need that we need rest. God rested, and so he commanded humans to rest on the seventh day as well. That was given by God at creation. Then there are other laws that were built on top of that, specifically made to help us as broken, fallen, sinful human beings become able to follow God's laws given at creation. There were structures like scaffolding built around God's law to help human beings follow it, since we weren't walking with God closely in the way we were created to. Now, those laws were always meant to be provisional. They were meant to help us human beings along until something better came along. And what Jesus says to conclude his encounter with the religious lawyers here is that he is the Lord of the Sabbath. He is the something better that has come along. All those particular and specific regulations about exactly what kind of work could happen on a Saturday and what kind of work couldn't, and all that had been built up, the 39 different kinds of work and so on, was all meant to help people until Jesus walked on the earth and became their Sabbath rest once and for all. Jesus says he is the Lord of the Sabbath. That's a huge statement. It's one that makes the Pharisees actually want him killed, and eventually he does get killed. He's rubbing up against their conception of who God is and how God interacts with them as a people. They love all those provisional laws, all that scaffolding that's been built on top of God's command, for example, to observe the Sabbath day of rest. And Jesus is here to say that their time is done, that he, the Lord of the Sabbath, is walking here on earth. And that's scary for them. Jesus was making an astounding claim. He was claiming to be God, and claiming to be the one in whom people could find their ultimate and eternal rest. He did that by dying on the cross. In that moment, he was highly restless, and it actually fit a prophecy in Isaiah about 500 years before Jesus actually walked on the earth, where it spoke about this: "But the wicked are like the tossing sea, for it cannot be quiet." Jesus was restless for us. He went through the ultimate labor, the labor of death. He was restless. Even though he was sinless, he acted like one who was wicked and evil by taking upon himself all the sins of the world, our sin, our brokenness, our rebellion from God. He took it upon himself, even though he didn't have to, and he took it to the grave. And then you know what he did on Saturday after he died on the cross? He rested. He laid in the tomb for a full Sabbath day, before rising again in glory on the Sunday that followed. Jesus was actively showing us that he was our Sabbath rest, that he could take our restlessness, our sin and our brokenness down into the grave, and he could make it rest there. He could give us rest. And then by rising from the dead, he destroyed its power over us, and he gave us the possibility of eternal rest with him and his Father in heaven. Well, tomorrow we're going to see what this can look like in our lives today. But first of all, I've got a question for you to consider. Why do you think Jesus' claims were so offensive to the religious legalists? It's Wednesday, and normally we'd have our coffee hours on a Wednesday night, but we're taking a break during the month of August. So in September, I hope to meet you at some of our coffee hours. In the meantime, I hope you'll be sharing our discussion questions with somebody else in your life. Somebody from the train or bus, from work or from the neighborhood. Doesn't matter who it is, as long as you can find somebody to discuss these things with, maybe start a little group that meets regularly. Well, that's it for today. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.